So, I put a nail through my thumb today.
Nice.
Pretty awesome.
That's what you want to do.
Mm.
Nothing like a good injury.
Obviously like everyone who works retail will probably understand. So, like, you know, you've got your regular security tags you have for, like, your clothing and whatnot.
Yep.
So I was putting one on, and basically the nail inside the security tag went back through the other side and then back through my thumb.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Are we?
I didn't yell. I didn't swear. I just went out and asked for a Band-Aid.
Shooting hand?
Shooting hand. Shooting hand. Shooting thumb, Vince. Shooting thumb.
Don't, I don't need any excuses.
Oh, no, 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 it is. It is too. I just realised what you meant. It's PlayStation. It's circle X button.
Thumb. Well, I don't think we have to worry because you don't have PlayStation Plus at the minute. You can't play online anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I need to get back on. Game two?
Yeah, game two was fantastic.
Well, wasn't it?
I'm freaking loving it, man.
It wasn't a good first half, but...
It was good, man. It was all good.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish I could chuck a sinky tomorrow.
I was thinking the same thing.
maybe I'll just ring up work and say I've got a bit of hot apple splatters, but what a freaking... awesome series so far.
Can I address something while we're on the topic? We might save the recap for, like, our regular show, but there's a lot of people out there, a lot of press out there who have lost their minds. And I'm talking about the overreaction after every single game. Like, even game one, even Kyrie going down, nah, the series over, Warriors are going to sweep, Cavs won't win another game. Cleveland, we spoke about it on the show. They still have the best player in the league, so they're always a chance. Cleveland have done fine winning without Kyrie for a lot of games this season. That game went to OT, and then the whole flip, Cavs, the series goes to OT again. Cavs pull out a win, gutsy win. Man, full credit to LeBron and those Cavs. Now people are like, yep, Warriors don't have it. Like, they're not going to... Like, do you know what I mean? It's just like... make up your damn minds. It's a 7-game series. It's a series. A series is a one with one game.
And the Warriors now will make adjustments.
That's right. This is a chess match we're watching. Like, it's...
everyone makes adjustments. Oh. Saying that, I thought Coach Black coached really well yesterday.
In game two?
Yep.
It's good to see Deli answer some critics.
Yeah, man. I mean, I actually said, I don't know if you saw the banter between Luke Will, myself, and Dan May, but on Facebook. But safe to say, Luke Will is not a fan. Maddie from Maryborough. But I said, you know, they'll forget about him at one stage, and he will hit a three. And what will he do? Hit a three.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's the last guy they think of to D up, and you know, it's easy to just sag off him, go help, and he hit it, and he did his job. I don't know if you saw Barkley's comment today. It's, you know, ridiculous to think that Steph Curry, paraphrasing, shot poorly because of Dellavedova. Well, Dellavedova was on his date pretty much the whole game.
Well, he did his job.
And
I do kind of agree with Barkley, but not to that extent.
Deli was just, he made life tough for him, and that's all you can ask.
But it's just, to me, it's the whole, like, Ruben Patterson thing. Like, remember Patterson had that shutdown game of Kobe, and all of a sudden he's the Kobe stopper. Like, let's not dub Dellavedova the Curry stopper.
No one's dubbed in the Curry stopper, but even today, a guy comes up to me and goes, oh, geez, the Warriors sucked. And I said, well, you have to give the Cavs some credit. But Deli just did his job, and then I reckon he got under Curry's skin a bit. Like, Curry doesn't show a lot of emotion, but...
maybe a bit, just, but he did have a poor shoot.
But just did his job.
Yeah.
And hand in the face, made life tough, and some of the shot selection Curry put up was...
pretty woeful.
Same with Thompson.
Yeah. Well, Thompson had a good first half, though, I thought.
You know, that was one of the worst 34-point game performances. It was an ugly 34.
Mm.
Wow, he needs to look at some of his shot selection.
But you know what I liked about that is I like that even if he was forcing stuff, I like that he decided to become a factor. For good or bad, it's only going to help him as this series progresses because he can't be afraid to put up shots. And let's all remember that game that Clay had. You know, we've seen big quarter performances from Clay. So, you know, if Warriors can get hot, you know, it's only a matter of time before they swing it around. In saying that, you know, look, as probably all the posts and the blogs and the comments out there, you know, LeBron's putting this team on his back, and so he should. That's what a superstar is supposed to do.
I also like the fact that they kept going to Mozgov in the first half because he was the only one really going for him.
Oh, he's been great, hasn't he? He's been great all playoffs.
Why don't the Warriors, like, the Warriors have no post presence. We know Bogut can score. But they just don't go to him early. I'm just saying early, not the whole game.
That's what you give up when you have Draymond Green, though.
Post presence.
You do. You really do.
Yeah, okay, but Bogut can score throughout the
ball. I don't know. The thing that's been annoying me has been players passing up shots. Bogut passing up dunks. Iggy passing up open three-pointers. You can't be that team.
Nah, just bloody shoot it. But why can't they just say for... Remember the balls with Longley? How they used to go to him for the first, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Same with Bogut. Let him touch the ball. Let him get going and give the Cavs something to think about down low. So when he does catch the ball, he might get doubled and he can kick it out because he can pass.
Yeah, look, I see what you're saying, but I just sort of think it's you haven't been doing that all season. Don't change the game plan now, that's all.
I'm not saying to change the game plan, but yesterday they weren't hitting shots, so you've got to try something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine to keep shooting. I know they're shooters, but try something. Throw it into him. If they fail him, who cares? You go to the line. I know he's not a great free throw shooter anymore, but it's not going to actually do Shaq, mate. Get him some rhythm. He'll hit some.
Yeah, look, I just want people to all calm down. It's been a great series. I hope every game of this series goes to OT, I swear. That'll be fantastic. I think
LeBron will bloody collapse if that happens.
Cramp up, huh? Like, everyone's, like, on this roller coaster after every game. It's just like, don't do it to yourself. Sit back and enjoy this a little.
It's because LeBron puts doubt in your mind. Like, it's like, oh, that's why I tipped it in seven. I'm like, you know, Warriors have never been there before. I still think the Warriors will win the championship. But, you know, you still think, geez, LeBron's on the other side.
Well, look.
And they were never going to sweep the Cavs.
Game one, scores in OT. I'm not counting that 2 points at the end where they let him walk it in. I'm sorry, that doesn't count. End of regulation, game one. Why didn't he drive that ball?
Mate,
why did he pull
knows.
Up?
Only
why
he knows.
That was just mind-numbing to me. Anyway, let's get off that. Let's go.
Only
off
he
that.
Knows, man.
We'll cover that in a regular show. But
Just one more thing, though. Like, Joey, Craig Walden, Dan, they were having a little chat on Facebook, and I can't remember what it was. Roughly, it was about, you know, I think it was people getting on LeBron and that. And I said, look, LeBron's great, but in my opinion, he's a long way from being clutch. And Dan said, well, what about that three? That was clutch. And well, that wasn't a clutch three. It was an important shot in my book. But game one, why didn't you drive? Game two, he missed the layup. I know he got contact, but as strong as he is, that's a makeable layup for him. I don't know, man. Discussions I've had at work today with some fellow hoop heads, for mine, it's, you know, you miss him in regular season, but I don't know, man. Guys like Bird and MK and that game one, they're making something happen. They're winning that game.
I don't know, man. It's just
maybe I'm being too harsh. I don't know. But
different eras, man, as well. Like, the game's changed so much since then. Like, I just don't think it's fair to compare.
Yeah, I get all that, but time and time again, man, he's just... And I want to see him hit these shots. Like, hit the game in a game one. It would just add to his... the legend of LeBron James, the legacy, I guess. Just remember that game winner? Like, we all still talk about that game winner Jordan hit. LeBron, all we talk about is shooting missed again in an important game.
I mean, his stats have been insane over the past two games.
He's been awesome. I'm not saying that at all. He's been brilliant. At some stage, man, those freaking fadeaways all the time. Pick your spots. Like, he hit that three hit. It was such a beautiful shot, but he picked the right spot.
Yep.
Not just come down, back and fadeaway all the time. He's not a gifted post player. He's built like a bloody running back. Go to the basket. I'm ranting because it's so frustrating to watch. Just like, go to the basket. They collapse on you, kick it out. Like, that's why I said Black coached really well. He chucked in James Jones, even played Mike Miller, who got injured. I don't know how, because all I saw him was get up off the bench, walk onto the court, play 5 minutes, and he limped off.
Well, thumbs Miller.
Oh, Jesus. He surrounded him with shooters.
Has he played any this year? How's he not ready to go? Like, he's had all...
himself. That's all he's doing.
He's had all regular season to get ready.
Far out.
He didn't touch a ball in game one. Like,
broke the hell down, man.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have to bring Perkins off the bench in a minute.
Oh, boy. Hey, let's not get crazy now. Hey, speaking of breaking down, so through the week we had Kevin Love confirm that, you know, basically he's committed to going back to Cleveland for another year.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Fair enough.
I think he's fallen in love with the NBA Finals.
What do you reckon about this, what's happening in Boston, though? I reckon because of that statement, Danny Ainge has just gone, you know what, we're wiping our hands clean of Kevin Love. We're not going to chase him. But I don't know, I'm pretty sure I linked to you the other day about LaMarcus Aldridge down in Boston in this offseason. Interesting.
There's no way.
Interesting.
There's no way LaMarcus leaves Portland to go to Boston.
I don't know, man.
There's no way. Why would he leave a way better situation, way more money, to go to Boston, who are a rabble?
Well, who knows what magic Danny Ainge can work out in this year's draft and trading pieces.
He's not going to work any magic. The worst thing they did was make the playoffs.
Well, I don't know. I don't see where Portland's really going anytime soon.
Get rid of Stotts. That's a start.
I just thought it was interesting. I mean, no one vacations in Boston. Come on now.
Yeah, look, mate. He's probably doing the whole experience from the whole free agency thing. You know, you got to talk to people.
You never know.
Yeah, that's right. You never say never, but you got to talk to people if you're a free agent.
Yeah.
So there's no way he'd leave. I'll tell you what, he'd probably leave to go to Houston, or he'd get leave to go to San Antonio. That's about it.
Let's lay it now. Do you reckon he leaves Portland?
I reckon he comes close, but he ends up staying.
I reckon he's gone. Yeah, I reckon he's gone. Interesting.
He's going to leave a lot of money on the table.
We'll keep you all posted on that one.
I'm sure he's not broke, but he's going to leave a lot of money on the table.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've got to bring it up. Through the week, for all the people on Facebook, All Caps Courtside, you might have seen the link for the new Bucks uniforms. Looking pretty sweet.
You know what the phrase is here?
What?
Less is more.
Yeah.
They're simple, but effective.
They look really nice, and I love that little touch of blue.
Back how they used to be like in the 80s and early 90s. Just simple.
And this is apparently like the first time in, oh man, like I'm thinking like 20, 30 years that they've actually had Milwaukee across the front of their jerseys.
Yeah, well they had the red alternate ones.
Yeah.
For years. But they've just alternate. So yeah, it's been a while.
They look nice.
Or even Kamal. A good buddy Kamal has just come back from
regular Bucks hater.
Yeah, he even liked him.
Welcome back, Kamal. Welcome back.
Do you reckon he did alright over there, the lakes?
Maybe. Beach weather. You know he's cruising around with the shirt off. He's got that Toronto. He's got that Toronto tan.
Flashed around his press passes. Do you know who I am? No.
We love you, Kamal. It sounded like he didn't want to come back, that's all I've got to say.
He's gone for a while.
He was. I got worried. I thought he went MIA. I was sending messages. Are you all right, buddy? What's going on? Hope you're still with us. Okay, so I only just saw this this afternoon, and I wanted to bring it up because I think it's really cool. I mean, I should really, all my focus should be on the NBA Finals, but I saw this and it just got the brain ticking. I went, this is awesome. So I don't know if you saw the link. I haven't linked it up yet, but...
Then how could I see it?
Well, because you might have read about it. The new tournament that's going on. with a $1 million prize for the winners. Did you see this?
Should I be entering this? Or?
All right, so let me fill you in.
It's not the CBL, is it?
It's not. So apparently the tournament has actually been on before, but has not really been to this level yet. So the winning team walks away with a whopping $1 million. There's a lot of current NBA players and former NBA players participating, including the likes of Brian Scalabrine, White Mamba himself, Nate Robinson, Hakeem Warwick, Michael Sweetney.
Oh, it looks like he swallowed Maurice Spates.
Yeah, so there's this tournament is going on. It's 96 teams are competing. It's 5-on-5, a one-and-done format. Winners walk away with $1 million. So imagine that.
How many teams?
96.
Make that 97.
Are we in?
Me, you, Dan May, Craig Walton.
Mate, we'll have to invest in some new knees, I think.
Oh, my knees are fine, mate. It's just general fitness and stuff.
I think it starts July 10th to the 12th. And I think the semis and the championship games in New York on about August 1st, I think it is. And they're broadcasting on ESPN as well, so that's pretty sweet. Nice. But, man, like, I think the season before they went from 32 teams and now it's jumped to 97, and, of course, the money's gone way up. But, yeah, they're split into four regions, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Chicago, and L.A. Pretty cool.
Very nice. I'm looking forward to watching that.
I just want to see what other ex-NBA players try to get out there and still see if they've got some game. And
oh, they should get, like, a Legends team. MJ and Neek and Barkley. Ewing.
That'd be brutal.
Magic.
No, I don't want to see that.
Lajuan.
It'd taint the image.
Kiss off, they'd be all right. Who's their IQ?
Oh, boy. But, yeah, I'm pretty interested to see what happens with that.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Yeah, I thought that's kind of cool. It's like, oh, 96 teams already. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a lot of games.
Wow. But I'm like, yeah, one and done format. That's cool. That's, man.
Yeah, no stuffing around.
Money on the line. Those guys are going to be playing hard. To me, it feels like a better All-Star weekend.
I'm tipping off those blokes playing a, just might be a trifle broke.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Chris Gatling wants to run.
Anton Walker would be out there.
I'd have to pay his bail.
The all broke team.
Antoine will be there. Don't you worry about that. Pawning his championship ring.
You could probably get Mookie running the point for him.
See you out.
Too soon?
Maybe. See you out. That's a deal.
I don't know. Well, every week, Vince, we hit the Facebook page, all caps courtside, and ask you guys, the fans, what teams and topics you'd like to hear about on this week's show. We got some doozies. Long time Nugget supporter, TJ Hollis.
He's not a Nugget fan.
Yeah, sure he is. Sure he is. He wants to know. He's got a question for you, Vince. Directly to you.
Shot.
So I'm going to stay out of this one. He asks, Vince, say someone offered you $5,000, but for the next 20 years, Mike D'Antoni would be the head coach of the Lakers, and the current Bull front office is in charge. Do you take it? If not, at what amount do you say yes? Wow, that's like your worst nightmare. Mike D'Antoni back with the Bulls management running the show in LA. How much money would that delay?
I'll tell you what, $5,000 isn't even, that's like a drop in the ocean. It's nowhere near it.
It'd be like $5,000 a day, right?
I would need that to happen because I think the Bulls front office is a joke. And D'Antoni's an absolute peanut of a bloke.
Zing!
One of the worst coaches I've ever seen in my life. I at least want $100 mil.
$100 mil. That would ease the pain and suffering?
Oh, massively, because I'd probably spend about 50 on cancelling. just 50 just to, you know, just live off. That's a nightmare for me. I don't want to think of D'Antoni anymore. Makes me skew up and seriously, if the Nuggets hire him, they should just close it down.
Well, you'll be happy to know they've had their second interview with Mike Malone.
good.
Former Sacramento coach. So you actually might do some good there. I actually look forward to that hiring.
Let's see, flashbacks to D'Antoni.
Ooh. Did you get a little bit in the back of the throat then?
I can't even find words to describe that idiot, that mongoloid of a coach. He was a disgrace.
I haven't heard the word mongoloid since about 11th grade.
You know what I usually like? You know what my favourite word is?
Yeah, I know. We don't have enough time for editing that, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for the bad memories, TJ.
Our next question comes from courtside faithful Brenton Cunningham. He wants to know, does Dellavedova look to go to another team to get a starting role, or is he content to come off the bench with the Cavs? Interesting.
I think he's a full-time starter.
Not even in New York?
No, can fill the gap when needed, like in cases like you're seeing there with the player going down. The definite role for him in the NBA. But full-time starter, no, that's not in my book.
I just don't think you want Dellavedova playing like massive amounts of minutes.
You can give him 20 a night.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think you want to give him starters minutes because he's so effective off the bench. Just exactly what you said, Vince. Like he's, do you know what I mean? And that, to do what Deli does on the court and to expel that amount of energy, I mean, I just couldn't see him sustaining that.
No, well, you saw he had to have a blow on the bench.
Yeah.
Well, he was absolutely knackered. But yeah, I don't see him as a full-time starter anywhere. And as long as LeBron's in Cleveland, Dele's in Cleveland, so...
Well, I was going to say, it works at the moment because they have LeBron. I think you take...
I don't think it's... I disagree with that. I don't think it's just that.
I stand by it.
Yeah, you're wrong. Anyway.
Yeah. What do you know?
Not much. Just a blue-collar guy trying to... work out, drink out, chat out. That's what I do.
Our next question comes from Danjo May. I'm moving on. Dan has two questions. He wants us to talk about Curry's poo-poo finals, but I'm not going to get into that.
They're not that poo-poo.
I'm going to get into his second question. He says, the thing that has bothered me is that a lot of articles I read, mainly on Facebook, have said, look at the shot of Curry over Dele, but nothing about how good Dele's defense has been. Do people think Dele is just a dirty player because of what happened to Korver and etc., or do they not want to give him props because his defense is stopping the MVP from producing?
I'm just surprised that Dan can actually read. he's good.
Clearly, someone else on Dan's account. Clearly,
zing. I'm sure I'll get a text at some stage.
So, do you think Dele's not getting? Do you think Dele's not getting enough credit for his defense?
Oh, I think he's getting enough credit for his defense. What I think, though, I don't think a lot of American journos like the Aussies.
Really?
Well, look at Colin Cowherd.
Are they threatened by us?
Well, they know we're tougher than them, that's for sure. But look at Colin Cowherd, who is Mr. Predictable, by the way, a bit like Skip Bayless. He comes out and says, oh, Dele's the worst starter ever in the history of NBA Finals. Well, if you think that, you haven't really seen much of Dele and is he yet worse than Irvin Johnson in 96?
Mate, I'd take him over BJ Armstrong.
BJ made an all-star team.
Barely.
Tyron Hill.
Tyron Hill. How dare you bring Mr. Ed into this? How dare you?
Eric Snow. I mean, this is what I'm... I think he gets enough credit for his defense.
Here's my thing with it. You don't need to be Kyrie Irving to be a point guard in the NBA Finals. We've seen plenty of floor generals, and that's what Dele is. He's a floor general. He's going to run the offense. He's going to get the ball to the right guys, and then he's going to get your stops. He's going to hustle. He's going to play hard. And you know what? Sometimes that's enough.
He's getting the most out of what he's got because he works his butt off.
Right. Did they all forget this? Dele didn't come into the NBA like top 10 pick or anything like that. Like the expectations that they seem to have suddenly thrown upon this kid is pretty unfair. I mean, he was undrafted. He worked his tail off. Summer League invite. Did enough to impress Mike Brown. Busted his ass. I mean, he could have quite easily been included in a trade out of Cleveland and found himself out of the league.
I'll tell you now, if he was American, they would be all over him. I know the Cavs fans are, and you know, rightly so, but if he was American...
He'd be the next John Starks.
He's, this kid who's from the wherever he's from, you know, he's tough, he's worked hard, he's undrafted. So, you know what, they can all get stuffed. You know what, there's only one opinion that would matter to him, and that is the opinion of LeBron James and his teammates. They love him. That's all that would matter to him. He could not give a stuff. Last week, they sold out of his jerseys in Cleveland.
Really?
They sold out, and they had to order more in. I know that for a fact.
Wow.
So he's, don't worry, Maisie. He is loved in Cleveland. He's very much loved down here. That's all that matters to him, mate. So stuff him.
I think if they traded him or tried to move him down, I think there'd be an uproar in Cleveland.
There would be. He's
become the little cult hero down there.
He is, because they appreciate the work he puts in.
Yeah.
They can see when he comes out in the court, he's given it everything. He comes off knackered. I mean, they all do, but Delly just... I know it sounds like a Delly love fest, but we're only calling what we're seeing.
Yeah, totally.
Any more questions?
That's all our questions.
You said we had doozies.
Yeah, there were some doozies there.
None from Luke Will?
No, none from the Will Meister.
Carlos?
Nah.
Joey?
No, Joey.
I'm looking forward to this 2K challenge.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
Absolutely give you a flogging.
Looking for, when should we set a date for this?
I think after the finals would be good.
So after the finals, we'll...
Yeah, because people are concentrating on the finals, and yeah, after the finals we can just set like a Friday or Saturday night aside and...
Maybe a week after the finals or something.
Sounds good.
Week after the finals, we'll make it, what, a Friday night?
Yeah, do a Friday night. Friday night's good.
Yeah, okay. We'll do some more promoting later, but...
Yep.
That sounds good to me. Not long before 2K16, by the way.
Oh, it looks really good.
Bit excited. They got Spike Lee on board. Oh, career mode's going to be something else. 12 hours of extra story footage.
Ooh.
Looking forward to it.
I want to see what more improvements they've made to the gameplay. Not that... actually, you know what? They do release games that aren't quite ready or... bugs in it. They always
rely on the patches.
So can you just freaking release a game that's ready?
Yeah. Here's my thing with 2K. Love it. Don't get me wrong. Love it.
You're so, shit at it.
Look, the game is great for like your casual player. It's great for like if you got mates over and you just want to sit down and bang out some games. The thing I think they need to improve on is they need to improve it for the longevity players. So the guys will play, say, like career mode or even GM mode and play season after season. Like, there needs to be more that to unfold that next season. Like, all right, say career mode. Say you get three seasons in. You've seen everything the game has. And it starts to get very monotonous. There needs to be stuff in there so that when you, it doesn't matter if you play your first season or you play your 12th season, there's still something new being unlocked or still something new that you haven't seen before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's hard to do that in a basketball game. I mean, if you want it, if you're looking for like competition, like
I mean,
play it online against other people.
Yeah, but selfish.
I'm selfish. I'm at Hall of Fame.
Dude, when I'm at home, I want to play 2K. I just want to play solo. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm selfish like that. It's my online time. Sometimes I don't want to jump online. And, do you know what I mean? But I still feel like there should be stuff for, like, if I'm playing association mode, there should be stuff that, you know, that I'm going, oh, that's sweet. That's cool. That's new. Or if I'm playing career mode and I'm like my third season in, because career mode, that's probably the biggest one as well. It's like you've seen everything past the second season. Your guy's already maxed out. You know, it's the same old endorsements. It's just like, come on. they need to make it something so it can be a bit lengthy for the longevity players. That's all. Other than that, the game's damn near flawless. I mean, I'm picking at straws, really, but still. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Ball